DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, we're calling her Marsha. She is on the voice disguiser, and she is having a issue with a 12-year-old.
Marsha.
How are you?
Hi. I'm all right, considering.
Okay.
All right, you got to fill us in, because the only part of the story I know is that a 12-year-old might have naked pictures of you.
Okay, so it's a lot worse than just that, which that sounds bad enough. But I'm 22. I'm a college student. I've been babysitting this family for a long time, basically since I was in high school, so I know them very well.
Mm-hmm.
Little boy, little girl. Little boy is 12. Well, we all know how little boys are. So last Saturday, you know, just a few days ago, I'm babysitting them. Kids go to bed. It's pretty early in the night still. My boyfriend comes over, which, you know, it's totally fine with the parents. He's been over before, no big deal. Well, we've always been very respectful of them, of the situation, but for some reason on Saturday, things got a little out of hand. We're on the couch, one thing leads to another, and we end up hooking up. Like, honestly, I thought the kids were asleep, you know.
Oh, no.
So you did it on their couch?
Yeah.
You did it?
Oh, my God.
With two kids in the house?
I mean, I thought they were sleeping.
You didn't care.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically in the middle of it, we hear this noise, don't know, you know, don't really think about it, but look back, kind of startled, and there's the little boy, like, blank face, and he just does... turns around and goes back to bed, doesn't say anything. I didn't say anything. You know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should go up and talk to him and see what he did see. I mean, there is a back of the couch, so I don't know. I have no idea what he thought, if he thought we were just making out or if he knew what was really going on. I have no idea.
Okie doke. Uh-huh.
And how old is he again?
12.
Oh, yeah, he knew.
And okay. He's the oldest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He knew what was
up. This is prime age. I mean, this is probably the worst age for this to happen, because he's just now sort of asking about that type of thing to begin with.
Okay.
So I'm completely mortified. I mean, I care about the family. I don't know what to do. And then to make it worse, I'm babysitting for them the next day. So Sunday comes, and I go back, and I'm babysitting for them. It couldn't get more awkward. And, you know, I still don't talk to him about it, because I don't know... I'm kind of, I guess, in the back of my mind, hoping that he didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So then we're leaving. Their mom is trying to rush them out of the house. And she gets home, we're all leaving together. And he says, and he's, like, being kind of a brat about it, whatever. And he has to go back in to get his cell phone. Well, I don't know how I didn't know this, but I didn't know that he even had a cell phone. So immediately it's like one of those bells that goes off. I'm like, oh, shit. I realized that the noise that I heard must have been the little, like, when someone takes a picture with their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why
I just had a heart attack.
Two and two together before.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think that he had a phone. You know, it never occurred to me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm freaking out because he has a picture of something. I don't even know what it is, so I don't want to say too much to him, but I don't want to, like, do I talk to the mom first? Do I try to figure it out? You know, like, I don't know what to do, and I have to go there again tonight. I'm worried, you know, is she having me over to talk about this or to babysit? Does she have no idea? You know, if she doesn't have an idea, should I talk to her about it or talk to the kid first and see what he even knows? I mean,
oof. I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
I don't think that really what can you do? Because if you talk to the parents, you have to say, look, this is what I did, which is going to get you fired anyway. And then I don't think a 12-year-old is recording anything to show his mom.
Right.
So I think that he's not telling his mom
and
about what's going on.
And anybody who's going to see it has already seen it.
And, I mean, you did do it on the couch with a 12-year-old in the house.
All his friends have your picture, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's 12 years old.
He's 12.
Of course he's going to send it out to at least his guy friends and his cell phone.
Now, is 12...
Oh, my God.
Is 12 a normal time to have a cell phone? Like, maybe he doesn't take it to school.
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, are
younger
they
than
allowed
that.
To take it to school even? Now I'm afraid to ask these questions.
Well, I'm sure he sneaks it to school if he's not allowed to. I mean, boys are rebellious, especially at that age, what they're in middle school then. And then the curiosity besides that and all the hormones that fluctuate during middle school. Yeah.
When did this happen again?
This just happened on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not he's going to show or he's going to do. I mean, it's Wednesday, right? Yeah, already done.
Hey,
surprise, it's not online yet.
And I wonder, too, if he tells the parents at any point, is it going to be worse that there was time in between? You know what I mean? Like, today would be the day for her to talk to them if she was going to talk to them at all. If she waits until the little kid says something...
Why would he say anything to his parents?
Because if he wants to hold something against her, like say, because I'm sure sometimes you have to discipline them.
So like if he says, I am playing until 10 o'clock tonight.
Right. I am going to my friend's house or whatever, even though you said I can't. And if you don't let me, guess what I got?
Well, then he would give that threat to her. He hadn't given that threat to her, which means he has not showed the parent yet.
Well, you need to get his cell phone.
But what I'm saying is he can. He has that to hold over her head. From here on out.
He probably sent out the picture to his friend's cell phone. So even if you delete it out of his phone, there is a way for him to get that picture back.
Oh, jeez.
Because if he sent it to someone else, he would just ask them to
send it back.
He probably maybe even Twittered it.
Yeah.
MySpace did.
There's different ways for them to do something now. And I mean, there's an age where, you know, there's an age where as a kid, you want to tell your parent when something's going wrong. And then there's an age when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't think there's a danger of him telling the parents.
Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. My comment is that I have a daughter who's 12 and she's in sixth grade middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I check her phone anyway, so the parents are going to find out if they're responsible. They're going to check the phone.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Tammy, because this is my thought, and I'm not a parent and whatever, so I may be totally off on this. But is there any chance that you as the parent, if the babysitter came to you, has been a babysitter for years, at least 4 years? Because, I mean, how long? You said Marcia from high school, right?
Right.
So you've been at least 4 years with them.
Mm-hmm.
So 4-year-long babysitter, great track record. They know your boyfriend. They know you got. Have you guys been together for a while?
Yeah, we've been together for a long time.
Okay, so it's an adult relationship. And is there any chance that Tammy, as a parent, if the babysitter came to you and confessed the 100% truth, you would be understanding and forgiving, or is that girl fired?
No, I think I could be understanding and forgiving, but the boyfriend would not come back.
So if the babysitter said that I did it with my boyfriend on your couch and your son saw us, you would not fire that babysitter.
I'm sorry. I just let her go.
Yeah.
But
because that's the honest truth.
I'm just saying the truth.
I did it, but I think it's not that I did it. It's the fact that I did it and your son caught us.
Hey, Jolene, welcome to the show.
Julie,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I have 4 kids, and my oldest is 18, boy. And when he was in middle school, There were some pictures that a boy came to school with. They weren't of a babysitter or anything like that. But those boys were in a boatload of trouble. They were suspended. Any boys that had the picture were in so much trouble. And I think if this thing comes out, especially at school, if he's already got a cell phone, she's getting ready for a big windfall at the school. And I think if she comes clean with the parents, she's going to be much better off than have this thing come out.
Mm-hmm. The pictures that your son got in trouble for, were they passed around electronically, like from phone to phone?
No, they were printed, and he didn't. It was a friend of his that passed them, but then another boy just had them sitting in his desk because he didn't know what to do with it, and that boy was suspended, and it was a really big issue. And it was, you know, out of a magazine or whatever. It wasn't a particular person that they knew, but I think she's really going to be sorry if she doesn't come clean to that mom, especially if her parents know that these parents, because this could really backfire on her.
And you know what, Marcia, not to freak you out even more, but Michelle makes a great point. It doesn't necessarily have to be the boy who took the picture that gets busted for it. Hey, Michelle.
Hi. I was just going to tell her what's going to be really bad is he's already shown them at school if he's got them. And when it circulates and one of the other boys accidentally tells his mom or his big sister and it circulates around, and then you've got parents coming to these parents, why is your son showing my son naked pictures or pictures of a couple making out?
Oh, geez.
I mean,
it just
you
gets
really
worse.
It's, and also it shows a reflection on the parents, because then parents are going to start saying, well, do I really want my son being friends with this little boy that has access or able to take pictures like this? I mean,
that's
it
true.
Causes a lot of issues.
Thanks for
that's
the call, Michelle.
Point.
Now, I do want to point out that sometimes cell phone cameras, like especially if it's dark in there or whatever, like maybe you may have attempted it and not gotten anything, and it may be a complete, other than your embarrassment, it may be a complete non-issue.
Was it dark?
Yeah. Well, and I feel like it's my fault for doing it, but it's not my fault if he does something bad at school.
Yeah, but you gave him the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know what to tell her to do, though. Does she go to the parent? Is that the overall thing? Is you go to the parent and you confess?
I think that's the only way to go.
I mean, you're going to lose your babysitting job.
Is tonight the next time you're babysitting or this weekend? I forget.
Yeah, no, tonight's tonight. And I just feel like now I'm even more freaked out, but I still don't know what to do. You know, I mean, I still don't know if tonight, you know, in 8 hours, what I'm supposed to do.
We certainly want to follow up with you and find out what happened, if that's cool.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Good luck, Marcia.
You're on The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The
The other day we got into this discussion about Jessica Simpson because people have been coming down on her. She put on like 10 pounds or something, and she's not a size 2 anymore.
Well, and, you know, I think we were debating, what was it, yesterday, on are people more harsh on her because she's really more well-known for her beauty and her celebrity and her sexiness and the whole Dukes of Hazzard thing than she really is for her singing voice. Although we've met Jessica Simpson, and, I mean, I think her singing voice is great. We've seen her perform live at Music Midtown. She came in here and visited us. She is absolutely stunning and beautiful, but... You know, maybe that's why people were more critical of her. And we were making this comparison between Caucasian women and African-American women. And usually it's the Caucasian women that are critiqued more harshly in the media for putting on weight. And we were saying that that comes from the guys because typically, you know, not all, but typically African-American men like the curves and they like a more womanly figure, and the Caucasian men like the skinny girls. And so that's maybe where the overall criticism comes from, is it's rooted in the desire of the men.
I've had black friends who were teased because they were too skinny. And I don't know any white friends that have ever been teased for being too skinny. Right.
Put a booty on that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you hear, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be refreshing to hear from guys that don't like skinny women.
White guys. Mm-hmm.
White guys that don't like skinny women.
Right.
You like them bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You like curves. We got a great email when we talked about this a couple days ago.
Yep, Ariel sent this in. She said, I couldn't help but laugh this morning when you said you wanted a panel of Caucasian men that would profess their love of big women. My husband proudly, she writes in all caps, tells people how much he loves women with meat. He even got down to a size preference. He prefers women that wear a size 12 to 16. He really doesn't care for women that are a size 10 or smaller. And it isn't that he tells me this, all his friends rag on him for it. Now, when we met almost 11 years ago, I was on my way back to being 200 pounds, size 16 at my heaviest, and at 5'1", it wasn't pretty. But David loved me at that size. We were friends for 8 years before we started dating in 2006, and since we've known each other, I've started living a healthier lifestyle and gone from 200 pounds to 140 pounds and from a size 16 to size 6'8". And while he supports me going to the gym and eating right, he has actually requested that I not drop below 130 pounds.
I like that. He's got a weight limit, but it's you do not drop below this
don't
weight.
Get too skinny, awesome. Honey.
Do not get
what
skinny in this house.
What am I going to grab onto?
Exactly.
Well, she goes on to write, it is so funny to have this relationship. I've been obsessed with my weight because I've always got made fun of growing up, but now I have a man that loves the extra package and loved even when it was more than it is now. I've asked him why he likes bigger women, and his response is that every woman in his family that he loves, like his mom, grandmothers, aunts, etc., have always been bigger, and he just associates bigger women with love. He also says that having sex with a skinny woman is like loving on a pile of coat hangers. She also writes, David doesn't care what anyone says. He loves breasts, hips, thighs, and booty, and the confidence that bigger girls have. So there are Caucasian men out there professing their love for women that choose steak over salads. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Yeah.
And period.
Period. Done.
End note.
That's awesome.
End note.
There are plenty of guys on the phone right now that want to say the same thing.
Because I think
this will be encouraging for a lot of you guys.
I think Bert had the key word where it's refreshing, because so many women don't hear this all the time.
This may be the first time you've ever heard
this. Yeah, ladies,
exactly.
Turn it up. Yeah. Just let it wash over.
Embrace it.
Michael, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. You don't like the skinny women?
No, not really. I mean, I've been with my wife now for 16 years, and she's not heavy. She's just thick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, she's real big bone, and I mean, you know, you just got, you know, you got more to love.
And you love every inch of her.
Exactly. You know, that's all there is to it. It doesn't matter. You know, I've told her it wouldn't matter if she got up to 600 pounds. I'd still love her the same.
That's awesome.
You know? Would you start to say something to her if she got too skinny?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Because she actually wants to drop down to about 140 pounds, and she's 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
So with her being half German and everything, it actually wouldn't look right on her. So I'm going to try and stop her at about 200 pounds.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Make her get on the scale, and you say, you better not drop a bit below 200 pounds, or we're going to have problems, lady. We're going to have real problems.
And when he says thick, like it reminds me of all the Ludacris songs. His most Ludacris songs, he's talking about, you know, he likes thick girls. So that's a funny word, thick.
Jason, you're on Q100. Say it proudly.
Hi, my wife is about a 2022, and we've actually been dating for about 9 years. And when I met her, she was gorgeous. She's got a
blonde hair. She's actually very intelligent, and I just love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Attaboy. She ever complain to you? Love it. Is she ever, like, insecure about it? Like, you want me to lose weight, baby?
No. No, and, you know, and I've wanted to say, you know, something about her weight, but why? I mean, I love it, and I've always loved it, and we've been married for 4 years and together for 9, so, you know, there's nothing about how it would change at all.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
You go get a little loving from that 2022. Go get it.
And, yeah, women, you're not dreaming. This is you're awake.
These are not
this is
actors.
Live. Yeah, these are not actors.
That's funny.
These are real men.
Derek, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for making my ride to work a little more tolerable, I tell you, man. Hey, yeah, my wife, she's a little on the heavy side, man, but she looks great. Our first date, as soon as we sat down at the dinner table, she goes, I don't know what kind of girl you're used to dating, but I'm not one of those salad chicks. I want some meat.
That's great.
I think this is going to work out just fine.
You're like, awesome. I love her.
Yes, I said, this might be okay. You know, and she goes, you know, just tell me if I'm not looking healthy. She goes, I don't want to be too fat. I don't want to be too thin. Just tell me if I'm not looking healthy. I said, baby, you look great.
I just want to warn guys, though, that if you have not publicly, you know, even privately discuss this with your significant other, you probably don't want to call in and say, my wife's pretty big and I love her, because maybe she doesn't think you think of her that way, and I really would hate for the first time she hear it to be on the Bird Show.
I don't want to discourage these guys. You call and you say proud.
Yes. Proud.
Say it. Speak it.
Because can you imagine if she's like, yeah, I think he thinks I'm great, I mean, whatever. Or what if she's really skinny? And he calls and goes, yeah, she's pretty thick, but that's okay. I still love her.
That's another thing. I'd like to take another angle on this and hear from guys that say, yeah, my wife's just too skinny. I don't
she's
like
so
it.
She's so skinny. She I just can't stand
weight.
It.
She needs to put more weight on.
Right.
Hey, Michael, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now you go.
I like my women a little bit thick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, there's too heavy, like unhealthy, like morbidly obese, but I like a woman who's got nice thick legs, nice round butt, and an hourglass figure to the T.
Well said.
A woman that's too skinny is just, I don't know, that's not attractive to me. Like, you see those, like, jeans commercials that shows a woman's midriff, and they got those big bones where their hips are supposed to be.
That's awesome.
That's cool. This is as refreshing, I think, as we thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Dennis, say it proudly, man.
I love thick women.
Yeah, are you a married guy?
Not married. I've been with my fiance for 3 years. She was about 170 when we first met, and after we had our son, she gained a couple pounds. She's a little over 200, and I tell her every day she's beautiful, she's got the best body, and I don't want nothing to change.
Oh,
awesome.
That is so
that's
cool.
Awesome.
That is nice. I think we can end
so
on that
sweet.
Note right
yes.
there. Thank you for calling. All right, and I just want to note that the phone lines are lit up right now.
Yeah,
we could have done this longer
awesome.
If we wanted to. They're out there.
Listen, it's The Bird Show. This is The Bird Show.
So let's recap real quickly for those of you that are new to the show and don't know who Mandy and Brian are. This is a couple that we've been following around the world together.
Yeah, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and they both wanted to have this experience of traveling around the world. So they pulled it together and both quit their jobs. I think she sold a condo, mm-hmm. moved all their stuff into storage, and we were following them all around the world through Asia. And we were, you know, getting to hear their stories or whatever. But for us, maybe more interesting than the places they were visiting was how it was affecting their relationship. And so we follow them through when they're really getting along. Great, this is the best. I'm so in love with you. This is the best time ever. To, you know, some of their fights, to them kind of bugging each other, to them, you know, becoming really close friends. So it was kind of a roller coaster throughout the entire time we followed them. And then most recently we talked to her, she said she was going to be coming home and he was going to continue to travel.
Yeah, the last time we talked to her, this is just like a 2-minute recap of exactly what she told us, and the timing of this stuff is really important here also.
Okay.
But she was saying, yeah, the relationship's just not working, we're going to go our separate ways, but we're still going to travel together.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I, when we decided to leave, had been together just less than 2 years. He had this idea that he wanted to go travel around the world, and I really love to travel, so his idea kind of became our idea. And after a false start or two, We finally hit the road in May.
All right. Now, there have been some ups and some downs. There was a night that you guys told us about where Brian just got hammered. I mean, just got hammered, and basically you guys broke. He wanted to break up.
Yeah.
But that was just all the alcohol. The next day, things were fine. And although you guys are traveling together, there's been some tension there. But I think that was to be expected on a trip like this, right?
There's definitely been times that the situation gets frustrating enough that we both just kind of take it out on each other, and then we get on each other's nerves, and, you know, our company gets old.
Okay, so as we sit today, you're in what country?
We're in Greece.
You're both in
Greece. You're together.
Okay, we are in Greece. All right, so,
we are in Greece.
But that's going to change soon.
In April, I will be back in the U.S., and Brian, well, I'm not sure where Brian's going to be. It will not be back in the U.S., I've kind of just hit the end, and he has not, and does not foresee the end anytime soon, so he will be somewhere in Europe, probably.
Okay, so you're coming home, and he's traveling, so are you guys going to stay in touch? Are you going to continue this relationship even though he's traveling, or are you pretty much saying that in April when you come home, you're going to date other people and he's going to be traveling?
It is the end of our relationship as people who are monogamous, and we'll keep in touch, but we're not going to stay together.
Now, are you going to stay together until April?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Which makes things kind of weird.
Yeah.
So nothing happened. It's just that you're done traveling, and he wants to travel more. That's breaking the two of you up.
Relationship-wise, we're fine, but we did kind of start realizing that we want different things, and we're starting to realize, you know, you may not be the one. And so I think we've started to realize that this was going to end before I decided for sure I was going home and sort of gave us a reason to end it.
Okay, so the important parts there is they realize that it's not working out. Mm-hmm. They're going to break up, but she's going to continue traveling. They're in this relationship with an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to continue travel until April together. Okay, which was interesting for us because traveling the world is stressful enough. But now when you're traveling the world with somebody that you know you're not going to be in a relationship within a couple of months, this could be some pretty interesting theater here, right? So last week I asked Tracy to get Mandy or Brian back on with us just to give us an update on what was going on in the relationship. You know, they're traveling together even though they're not with each other. What's up? And when I do that, I always go to their blog and their website before they come on, just so I sort of know exactly what countries they're in, so I can guide the interview one way or the other, just so I'm a little educated about it. And what struck me a couple of days ago, this was his blog. I'm not exactly sure what date the blog entry was, but this is what it said. This is from Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that it'll happen in the train station, drawn out with tearful hugs, and then a final wave as one rides off while the other stands on the platform, watching the train disappear into the distance. It doesn't make the fact that you're saying goodbye to someone special any easier, but at least you'll have a vivid last memory to hold on to. When you get in reality, it's nothing like what you imagined. It's an unfulfilling 10-second hug on an Athenian street corner in front of a post office, cut short both by circumstance and because you're too proud to let half of syntagma see you cry, which you'll definitely do if you drag it out just a second longer. So you whisper one final, I love you, and let her go on her way, and you go back into the post office to finish your business. Then 10 seconds later, you emerge from the post office and watch her walk away, debating the whole time whether you should run after her and do this properly. But you don't. You lie to yourself, and you say that you should just let it go, but the real reason is that you don't want to cry, not now. So instead of getting one last hug, you steal yourself and go back to your task and don't think about it until that night when you're alone in a dingy hotel room. You start typing this post and you realize the truth of the matter. That's when you really start to cry.
Aww.
So that's what
sad.
That's sad.
It's really a bummer, right? So she must have seen that. And she responded to his blog on the same website and writes, damn it, Brian, this just made me cry, and I'm using a public computer in the lobby of my hostel. Unlike you, I couldn't control it in Athens either. I cried all the way to the train station. Yes, that's through Syntagma and four metro stops. A Greek woman said something to me on the metro and gave me a hug. Everyone else just stared at me. So I guess they decided to go one way or the other, right?
So I read that and I said, Trace, we got to get Mandy on. So she tries calling around trying to get Mandy on. And I think Mandy, maybe producer Tracy can come down here and tell you exactly what happened. But I think she tried calling Mandy's local number and it was disconnected. And the Verizon cell that we've been using, it was just going right to voicemail. So we had no idea really what was going on. All we know is that they broke up, right? That's what it appears on the blog. So Mandy must have gotten an email from somebody saying they're talking about you on the radio and they have no idea what's going on. And this is what she writes to Tracy a couple of days ago. Sorry, I'm just getting this message. I guess Tracy emailed Mandy. Sorry, I'm just getting this message. I have a lot happen. I've had a lot happen since the last time I talked to you. Brian and I separated. I traveled alone in Italy for a week before meeting up with my dad. My plan is to travel 2 weeks with my dad and fly home with him on March 3rd, but that may change. Traveling alone was great. It was really nice to not have to worry about someone else for a bit. But now that I've had some space, I realize that leaving Brian was a huge mistake. I miss him like crazy. We are still working through our emotions and our future, if there is one. I know you guys would probably be interested in talking to me about all that, but I can't yet. The emotion is too raw, and I couldn't do it without crying the whole time. I realize now that Brian is someone I love deeply, and I could spend the rest of my life with him.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'll try to keep you updated, Mandy.
Wow. Aww, do you think just the intensity of traveling the way they did, just the fight built and built, and there was no chance to take a break and just cool off, and that's what it escalated to, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're over?
I don't know.
Or it could be the other way around, like, you know, having a week off, she's just second-guessing that choice because she's been so used to being around him for a year.
Maybe this is their version of, you know, the couples that break up and then they get back together again, then they break up and they get back together again, but they can't do it physically right now because they're in two different places. Right. So are they doing it emotionally?
Because you panic when you leave, like Jen said, and then you're just like, wait a second, I feel out in the cold. Wait a second, I don't want to be alone.
Right.
So I don't know.
So I think it is what it is right now.
So sad. They're both crying. This is such a European movie, you know? They're both crying at separate places. You know, the scene cuts to both of them, and they don't know. And at the end,
what if it's a situation where they decide, you know what, we got to go 30 days without talking, but then they run into each other, like on the Great Wall of China.
It's destiny.
And that's when they kiss and the sun sets behind them and the credits roll.
They realize.
It's at the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, always.
It'll be kind of like, remember when I walked...
The Great Wall of China's not romantic.
When I was at the Coliseum and ran into Susie traveling around the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it'll be a little bit different because what I heard from across the courtyard was, holy balls, are you from the Burt Show?
What? Well, they edit that when they do the screenplay.
Okay, so it'll be a little bit different. Yeah.
So you can follow along with Mandy and Brian, even though I'm not sure there's a lot to follow along with, but it sounds like they're still dabbling in this whole thing and they're still blogging about it online.
I'm so glad her dad is there with her.
Yeah.
That is so great.
So we'll try to get her on next week if she's up to talking about it. But who knows? She may be back traveling with him next week. Who knows at this point, right?
It's a tragedy.
This is The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Jen had a story that I immediately targeted as a fascinating example of discipline.
Okay.
That I want to. I'm not sure we're going to get any calls on it or not.
I thought you were talking about it on the husband's side first, and I'm like, huh?
No. It was the wife's side more than the husband here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really strange story. Do you remember the kid, John Graziano? He was the one who was the passenger in Nick Hogan's car when they crashed back in 2007. Mm-hmm. Now, he has since been in the hospital in basically a vegetative state since then. But his parents are Edward and Deborah. Well, Edward Graziano, the father, was arrested yesterday for attempting to hire a hitman to kill his estranged wife, Deborah. Apparently, right after the accident, they tried to put on this united front, but their marriage was already in a pretty bad state. And police are now saying that he held multiple meetings with an undercover cop posing as a go-between to a hitman. He paid the guy $1,100 in cash, another $1,100 in a personal check, plus a $13 gift card to a place called West Shore Pizza. Bizarre. But that's what he paid him with. And then police say he wanted his wife's murder to look like a car accident. And this has been going on since December. Now, that's when police informed Deborah of the investigation. So she's been having to live since December without telling him he's being investigated for killing or wanting to kill her or hiring a hitman to kill her.
Okay, and that's what I want to focus on right there. Mm-hmm. Now, Jen was assuming earlier this morning that they were living separately. Mm-hmm. When she got this information.
They call her the estranged wife, so I assume that means that they've been separated or living separately, but they could have been living in the same house. It doesn't say.
For my question, for our discussion purposes, let's assume they were living together.
Okay.
So she is walking into the house every single day with this guy that she's got the big secret. She knows that her husband, the guy she's sleeping next to every night, wants to have her killed. Mm-hmm. And she is not allowed to say a word. Because at the end of the day, the big picture is she's going to end up busting her husband. So I want to ask a similar question to anybody listening right now, and I'm not sure we'll get any calls on it. 404-741-Q100. Who is living with this same kind of secret? Like, you're living in the same house as him or her, but you know that, for instance, he's cheating or maybe she's cheating, but you're just compiling the data right now before the divorce? Could be one scenario.
So you're just gathering information, and you're having to really just kind of, I don't know, be patient. And
live with it.
Yeah.
The most painful secret.
Oh.
And she thinks that she's hiding it or he thinks he's hiding it, but you know. And you have to see them every day and you have to put on this act. I can't think of a worse scenario than the one that you came up, than this real life one.
Yeah, trying to kill somebody. Yeah. I mean, she knew he was hiring a hitman to kill her and make it look like a car accident, which her son suffered and is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's
bizarre.
If you remember
ironic? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You remember when we had Christina Milian in studio? Mm-hmm. I remember.
Dude.
And she told us that she knew that Nick Cannon was cheating on her, but she was in Europe and he was here. But she had hacked his MySpace page or whatever, his email. And
it was
his
sidekick, right?
Was it his sidekick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she knew that he was screwing around on her, but she didn't want to break up with him while she was in Europe. So he's picking up the phone and he's calling her. And
I miss you and all these things.
I love you.
And she was living in the relationship with that secret until she got home. And then she absolutely let him have it there.
Mm-hmm. You could be trying to hold out and save money until you can leave too.
With your secret bank account.
Yeah.
Or it would be the other way around. So you would know that that she is accumulating all of this money to take off. You know her secret, but you're living with it every day. Amy wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Right. Well, again, like everybody else that calls in, let me just say I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am married to, of course, a man that he's been traveling around the world with two different women for the last 5 years.
He
has no idea that I know, and I have compiled a whole file of emails, love letters, copies of airline tickets, hotel reservations, and my day is going to come very soon, and I'm going to nail his ass.
How long have you known?
I have known for almost 5 years, almost from the very beginning.
See, there's got to be a statute of limitations or something on knowledge, because there's a part of me that is kind of, I don't know, curious about why you waited this long.
Yeah, why have you stayed in the relationship if you already have all this info over 5 years?
Well, you know what? You know, and everybody's situation is different, and everybody's motives are different. By the time I married my husband, I had already made a couple really poor choices. Obviously, I made another one. I was raising a child, and my son and my husband are actually very, very close. And I had just decided at that point I would sit back and raise my child and give him the best possible life I could. And he is now getting ready to head to college.
Okay,
as soon as he's out of the house, then you're going to drop the bomb. So
that happens a lot.
So he comes back from these trips with these other women, comes home, wants to make love to you, even though you know that he's been with these women just a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And do you do it?
No.
So how do you get out of it?
You guys haven't been intimate in 5 years.
That's correct.
Ooh, wow, that's a long time.
He knows you know.
Yeah, he knows you know.
Yes, but wait, but there's more to the story.
But wait.
See, there's always more to the story.
Hold on a second.
I hope it's good.
You know what I know, and of course, you know, the world doesn't know. It's arm candy for him. And because of some other issues, sex is not what motivates him because he's not able to do that.
Is his pee-pee broken?
Yes.
Have we had you on before?
No.
Okay. That seems like a familiar story. So his
It might be your story.
I used to think maybe I was the only one, but the more people you talk to and the older I get, there's a lot of us out here.
So
and these guys, they need these women to stroke their egos. You know?
That's
Is he wealthy? Is that why the women are with him?
He's very comfortable.
So he spends money on them.
He provides them, you know, for them. They don't have to do anything. They just get to go on these fabulous trips.
So it doesn't work for anybody.
No.
That's not his excuse for you?
Yeah, that's not it.
Even with all the Viagra and the Cialis and all that stuff, none of it worked?
None of it worked.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Now, when your son goes to college and you get out of this marriage, you are going to be a cougar on fire.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
My son graduates at the same time I turn 50 and I am hitting the road.
Get it.
Oh, so you haven't had sex with anybody in 5 years, or do you have your own relationships too?
No, I have not stepped out of my marriage at all.
Ooh.
Wow, wow, that's a long time.
I totally want to form a band right now and call it Cougar on Fire.
Well, you've got your lead singer right here.
Is it Cougar on Fire?
Thank you for calling me.
I'll be taking resumes here very soon.
No doubt. All right, thank you.
I suggest that you not check out our Men Madness bracket because that might make you move a little faster than you intended.
We talked a little bit about this. Maybe we can get into it later. There's got to be some kind of assumed time that goes by where you just both in the relationship assume that you're screwing around on each other if you're not having sex. So
we talked about this because sexless marriage statistics have been coming out, it seems like, for the past few weeks. And we talked about how if you're in a sexless marriage, then you assume that because we got an email from someone who just knows that she and her husband have decided it's okay that they don't have sex. And it's like, are you sure he's not out having sex?
So at one point, because he's out having sex. So at one point, and I don't know what that point is, it's probably different with everybody. You just have to assume after the 8 week mark, the 12 week mark, the 6 month mark, he's having sex with somebody else. And he's got to assume you're having sex with somebody else.
Well, I think
it'll be assumed at the point he comes to you and says, yeah, I just don't want to have sex anymore. Yeah, yeah, that's not.
You think that's he's already having sex with somebody else when he says that?
Yes. Yeah. If a guy declares that, I don't want to do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. I would say, you know, extenuating circumstances after women have babies, isn't there a certain time, you know, periods of time where you're not allowed?
Of course.
And, I mean, there's things like that. But other than a special scenario like that, if you just stop, then you're just roommates.
Here's Casey. At least that's what she's calling herself. She's on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Casey.
Hi. I'm not sure if you're still on the same topic. I was talking about knowing the secret of your partner.
We are. Mm-hmm. We're never quite sure either, but yeah, I think we still are.
We meander.
We adapt.
The second year of my marriage to my husband, I found out he was gay and having an affair with his boss. Mm. And so I started tracking his actions, emails and phone calls, and got kind of humorous. I mean, it was, you know, the typical stuff. He'd call from one place, and I knew full well, you know, he was sitting in a restaurant across the way because I could see him.
Whoa.
Wow.
But, you know, I started tracking it because, of course, I thought, oh, you know, when I get divorced, I need ammunition. And then I went through a period of trying to fix it. And it's almost as funny as not fixing it. But the really ironic thing about our situation is after we divorced, he went on and married another woman and continued seeing men. And I actually also ended up marrying a woman.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Well, there's an interesting twist.
No. Wow. Okay.
Wow. How long were you in that relationship where you knew what was going on and didn't say anything?
About a year, I didn't say anything. And then I deliberately caught him so that he would know.
I just don't have that gear. I just couldn't
sit there and
with
do
that
it.
Secret
no
and
way.
Not say anything. Because you'd just be a giant ass for 5 years, and they wouldn't be able to figure out why.
Well, at first, I think you get mad, you know, and you have the all these plans that you're going to do. But over time, it's got to weigh on you to where all of a sudden it beats you down, and it makes you start feeling bad about yourself, you know. And it's just not worth it.
Mary, what secret does he think that he's keeping from you that you know, and you're living with it?
I have my mom with me, and my mom hired a private investigator to follow around her husband for 3 months, and he was having an affair with two women at our church.
Whoa.
Oh.
And every day he'd come home, and your mom knew that info, and she lived with it.
Oh, yes. She didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell me until she was ready to break the news to their husbands.
And what, was she just waiting? Was she saving up money or something, or?
Oh, no. She wanted evidence.
And how long did that go on for?
3 months. The divorce lasted over a year.
So he's walking in the house after having these affairs, and she's living with that. Just simmering.
Yes. They stayed intimate.
No way. Hell no.
No.
You gave up the right to touch me when you touch somebody else.
Yes. Ten and Melissa just came out.
Do what?
Tennessee Melissa.
That's right.
Oh, hell no.
This is The Bird Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social.